Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, it's football heavy today. We got the NFL playoffs coming up, off-season storylines run this city, run the world right now, and of course, the Twitter hitter at the end. It all happens today on Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast, Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah.
Episode number 102. Down the Wire. Welcome.
I just fucked up everything.
You pulled a me.
I was trying to fade it down on the other side. Yep. That was my bad. That was my bad. Accidentally hit a...
Yes.
That's Down the Wire stuff. That's no cap recap stuff, actually.
Feels
so
good.
You guys want to listen to No Cap Recap, we do that show as well, too. But before I tell you about No Cap Recap, welcome to Down the Wire.
Yeah.
My name is Tom Wirtz, here with my brother Dave.
Talk
all things professional sports in unprofessional ways. That's how we do things here. As you can tell by us playing the wrong music at the beginning.
Everything.
Immediately. Yes.
All wrong. Tom, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So I was able to just kind of peruse through the Facebook Marketplace mm-hmm. the other day. And
sure.
I saved some things that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Sports memorabilia. You know, it's our favorite thing.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Love looking at random sports memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, of these things, what intrigues you?
Okay.
A signed mini helmet of the Wisconsin Badgers featuring Derek Watt and Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
All right. Do you want a signed Spider-Man hoodie by Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
Or do you want a signed print from Josh Jackson?
I believe that would be called a picture, what you're thinking of.
No, no, I'm not.
And no, that's zero. That's at the complete bottom.
It is?
Josh Jackson from Kansas basketball?
No, Josh Jackson, former Packers, was it like second round pick, the safety.
No, he was a corner. He went to Iowa.
Yeah, but remember okay. He got moved to safety.
Yeah, that's all the way at the bottom still. No shot. I would say Derek Watt and Melvin Gordon. Yeah, that's got to be number one for sure.
That's pretty good, Tom. Because...
Oh, just start throwing shit now. Okay. I'm assuming he's going to come back with the signed helmet of Derek Watt
and Melvin
Gordon.
Exactly what you wanted. A signed print of Josh Jackson.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Yep, that's definitely like in the Iowa colors too. That's the thing. I do vaguely remember this now. Everyone thought we could get him in the first round and wanted us to take him, and then we got him in the second round and we were like, Oh, fuck yeah. And then he sucked. But okay, yeah. I fuck with it.
Take a wild guess.
$3.
$10.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, at that point it was worth it.
Sure.
It was so stupid. Why not?
I figured, yeah, there was nothing more than that. If you would have spent more than $10, I'd have been mad at you, actually. But, yeah, that goes well.
Yeah, the Derek Watt Melvin Gordon mini helmet was going for $40.
Oh, I would have thought that would have went for more. I don't know why.
No, like I thought about it, but I it ended up being like the person that was selling it online was too far away. So, and they wanted local pickup, and I wasn't going to fuck with that. You know what I mean? Would have been like an extra $20, $30 in like drive. Mm. But the Aaron Rodgers one, I just didn't think that was a real signature. So I couldn't fuck with that either.
Yeah, the Spider-Man hoodie is weird too. That doesn't make much sense. But I guess that's the only thing someone had, probably.
I don't know. What would be like that one thing that you would get signed? Like non-sports related.
I don't know. That's
think
a
about
tough
it.
Question. Like something. Would you get your wallet signed?
No, that's gonna rub off.
I don't
like
know.
Like your phone case.
Sure. Sure, I guess that makes sense.
That would probably rub off too, I guess.
Yeah, but, I don't know. It's the one thing I like have.
What about like the brim of your hat?
Yeah, I think that's common.
Yeah, but like again, that's not sports related. Like mine, I got my Mondo Lucha hat on. Like I'm feeling it.
And would you get Aaron Rodgers' signature on it?
Only if he signed it as COVID denier.
Or grandma killer. One of those. Something along those lines.
Also, you know, I bought this today because I had a low blood sugar. Granted, I ate something else to get my blood sugar up. But RIP Sierra Mist.
Yeah, Starry now.
Have you had Starry?
No, let's do live taste test.
I haven't had it. I've heard good things, but, you know, this is like the third or fourth time that Sierra Mist has died.
I guess I don't remember what Sierra Mist tastes like.
Think of it like a mix between Sprite and 7-Up.
Yeah, but like not as good as either of them.
Ooh, I enjoyed Sierra Mist.
But like Sprite, Sierra Mist, you're going to pick Sprite 100 times out of 100.
I don't know. It tastes like Sprite.
Okay, I'm going now.
Yeah. It tastes like Sprite.
It's not bad.
I don't know. You still have the shitty name of Starry.
Yeah, I don't know what that name is. I don't know what that is at all, but it's not bad.
I would assume it's supposed to represent the sparkling bubbles inside of the soda itself.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't care. But yeah, sure, it's good. I don't mind it. I'll taste it.
And that's how you kill time to start a podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people, they like to watch TV to kill time, but guess what? If you want to watch TV in sports, it's getting a little interesting here now.
There's so many ways to watch your sports right now, and it's just going to get even more weird, if you ask me.
It already is getting really weird. We've seen the stream age now come from it. I don't know if you have cable anymore. You're fucking weird at this point, but there is new ways to watch a plethora of different sports and sporting events. Liv moving to the CW. We've kind of been keeping our eye on this Liv stuff all throughout the entire process.
Tom has.
Well, no, I mean, you peep Liv whenever. I don't watch Liv. I just peep it whenever I see something. They're always in the news.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like, people really think Liv is going to contend with the PGA right now. I'm not there. I'm not sold on Liv.
I think that when you start to see the big tournaments that people are not allowed to compete in, that's when it's going to start going. Because this is going to be the first year of that now.
Yeah, but do you think that they have enough names to really take over the golf scene?
I guess I don't really remember everyone who went, but I know they got a lot of big dudes. It was like Dustin Johnson went, Cam something.
Obviously, what's his?
Smith, Cam Smith.
No, what's his?
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, and Mickelson.
I mean,
I got the Liv roster right now. Also, look at this fucking, look at this color shading they got going on.
I like it.
Jesus Christ. All right, player roster. Let's see. What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't know that name, so
oh no, that's bad.
Keep going until we like recognize people. Here.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep, that's a big one.
I actually totally forgot that he signed there.
Yep. Sergio Garcia, big one.
Taylor Gooch.
Big one. Great last name.
Yeah, big, big Gooch fan.
Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson. Was the one I said. Yep.
Martin Keimer. I mean, he's a name. Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka's a name, that's for sure.
How about Chase Koepka?
Wow, did not know. Do you think that was a negotiation? Like, you got to bring Chase on, too?
Yeah, it's the only way, man.
Phil, of course.
Graham McDowell's name.
Kevin Na.
I forgot about Kevin Na. I thought he denied that. I thought he... Oh, Louis Oosthuizen.
That's a good one.
But he's kind of ass, too.
Like, he's a name. He's a name.
Yeah, Ian Poulter is a name.
But, Patrick Reed.
There's Cam Smith.
Yep. Yeah.
But, like, here's the thing. Henrik Stenson?
Yeah.
Does that do anything?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Charles Schwartzel? But, like, here's the thing. A lot of those names that we're talking about, you know, Bubba Watson, too.
And Lee Westwood. Not bad.
Yeah, a lot of these names that you're talking about, though, are, I think, past their prime. Mm. I think the only one that is of note is Kevin Na.
Dustin Johnson? Not past his prime.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka? Not past his prime.
Here's the thing with Dustin Johnson, though. He is guaranteed to miss a year. Like, every other year he plays.
But then he's also guaranteed to win a major, it feels like.
Well, not anymore. Womp
womp. He went, well, yeah, exactly. But they're going to be allowed to compete in the Masters, at least, some of these guys. Because it's based on rankings and some other thing. The Masters are going to be fair game. They're just not going to be able to play at the Open and the U.S. Open and whatever. Or maybe not the Open. They should be good to compete at those, right? Because those aren't...
Oh, remember we were talking about the LIV Golf teams?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. These things are awful.
I agree.
Torque!
Yeah. Not really great. But now they're going to be on local TV. And I'm honestly a little worried about this because...
CW.
I do think... the YouTube broadcast that I watched, and now mind you, I literally have only watched it one time on YouTube.
Sure.
Just to check it out. They had like a live feed of the scoreboard and shit going on. And they had, I want to say, smaller cameras in each of the corners or whatever. They did a pretty good job with the production for it just being on YouTube. And that's like all they could do.
Yeah. I mean, if that was for what it was, and you think that it's going to be translating over to the CW?
I hope. That's what I mean. I hope that they get to continue to do stuff like that because I did like how they incorporated all the events happening. I also believe they had a lot more science like input put onto it. So as soon as they hit it, trajectories and ball trails and yada, 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 like that's cool. I think that's cool to high tech up golf.
It's still the CW, man. It's, I mean, I guess it's nice because it's local TV, right? That's going to help them out a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not ABC. It's not Fox. It's not NBC. It's not CBS.
Do you think that's going to ever happen? Because CBS got golf on lock.
Well, so you won't be getting it. I mean, why not NBC?
I don't know. It just feels like they don't want to do deals with the Saudis.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what's Fox's excuse then?
What do they do?
Well, they run WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Well, part of it.
SmackDown. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have that going for them. So,
sure.
I mean, that hasn't stopped them.
Is that official yet?
No, it's been rumbled and rumored. It's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But especially now because there's like a lawsuit against Vince again, you know, so
what's new? Yeah. I think that the CW could benefit from this. I do. I really do. And it's going to help them out.
Other major sports on like interesting networks. Give me one.
They should do old games on MeTV.
Yeah, just like ESPN Classic, but it's, you know,
but it's MeTV. Like
they call it,
I Love Lucy Breaks.
Yes, Me N Classic.
Ooh, yeah, see,
yeah, you love that.
That's what I'm
saying.
You know,
you love that. give me like NASCAR on CMT,
or just the OJ running from the cops on ION Television 24/7.
okay.
Because it's got all the crime channels.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that would help. I also heard, so the next part we have with this is that the MLB is going to work on their blackouts that happen in their local area. I heard that through the wire.
That, down the wire?
Bally Sports is going to implode.
I wouldn't doubt that.
That the company is going to go bankrupt. This is all just sources I've heard from. And this is from people who work at Bally's. So, I mean, not the flex on you here. But I heard that Bally Sports doesn't have the money. They're going to end up selling the rights back to the MLB. And that's why blackouts are going to get ended.
Oh, you mean just for the Brewers?
No, I mean, like, that the every Bally Sports is fucked right now.
How many Bally Sports are there?
A lot. It's the Bally Sports is the new Fox Sports.
It is?
Yeah.
Why don't you think it's not? What's FS1?
Right, but Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Oh.
Bally Sports Wisconsin now. Fox Sports Atlanta. Bally Sports Atlanta now. So all of the Fox Sports, whatever it was on the local stuff, turned into Bally's for most of them. Like, I know the Bucks play on Bally Sports, but the Bulls have a deal with NBC kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's all relative there.
It's all going to start with the MLB hiring their new regional sports network executive, Billy Chambers. And like the very first thing that he talked about, he's seeking to end blackouts in the near future. And that to me is, that's crucial for baseball, because that has been the big thing about baseball, is that every time you want to watch your team, there's some type of rolling blackout bullshit.
Well, and that's because of, what is it, MLB TV? Is that what the streaming is for that? Does that sound right?
Something like that, yeah.
So if you have MLB TV, you cannot watch local games. That's what it comes down. And YouTube TV. I think that's the other one as well. They have the blackouts because Bally's owns the rights to these teams. Now, you can watch every other game. It's just you're not going to be able to watch your own. So the blackouts get ended when Bally's collapses. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and you know what's about to change as well is offense. The offense in baseball is going to skyrocket. You know, we're about to go into this season, this upcoming season, no more shift. Mm-hmm. Shift is now officially banned.
Big ass bases.
Yep. You're going to get bigger bases.
No, I mean, big as shit. Like, they look huge compared to the old bases.
And now, you know, we got robot umpires and, you know, balls and strikes and shit. So AAA. We're not going to have to worry about doing that stuff. Well, hopefully in the near future. I mean, this is going to change sports again, or at least the MLB.
And that's what they want to do. They want to just make... They had this event, Hot Stove Cold Brews. Did you hear about that on Twitter yesterday?
No.
So it was hosted with my radio station at Dugout 54 on Blue Mound.
All right, yeah.
So the phrase is, this is not a replacement for Brewers on Deck. Do you remember they would do that at the Wisconsin Center or whatever? Brewers on Deck?
Yeah.
The phrase is that it's not. But
bullshit!
But they're not doing Brewers on Deck, and they did this instead. So, sure seems like that's replacing it. And, you know, as nice as the idea was for it to be free, and you could see all these Brewers people, and Craig Council, Matt Arnold... did you think no one was going to show up to this? Like, it was going to be packed.
Well, remember, didn't they cancel it like 2 years ago or last year? I think it was last year, wasn't it?
I'm sure COVID had something to deal with it.
Last year?
When it was all going. I don't know. Actually, also the Wisconsin Center is under construction inside.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. You can find a place to do Brewers on Deck. Don't give me this shit. Honestly, why wouldn't you do it at Miller Park or AmFam Field?
I don't understand why this, you know, right. I mean, this made money. Brewers on Deck made money. You had to pay especially, to get into that.
Especially if you did it at AmFam, you're able to open up concession stands. You're able to open up the team store. And at that point, you put out some of your new stuff
That shit sells like fucking hotcakes.
And this event was hosted at a bar. I mean, maybe a little bit bigger, but no bigger than a Pat's Oak Manor, if you would. There's a nice local reference for you.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying that's like the biggest bar I could think of. Because that's the setting it kind of was. It was nothing more. There was maybe a little bit of an area to sit and eat food, but it's predominantly a bar.
We should have reach out to Tim Shea. Tim Shea, you know, has like long history with the Brewers, and he would talk to us about them. He wouldn't say much. He would probably give a lot of like, well, you know, and then we can kind of infer. But yeah, I should reach out to Tim and see if he wants to come do Down the Wire.
It was a weird. I would totally be down. It was a weird dynamic. And anyway, at that event, Willie Adames said the new bases look like pizza boxes.
And I good man.
That was a pretty good analogy. They definitely do.
Did he say it with that, like, with a little bit of an accent too, obviously?
Pizza boxes. That's how he says it.
I mean, I remember when they first brought him in, he kept on saying the word, I want to say electricity or electric or something like that. And was like, hella sick. Hella sick. I was like, hell yeah, that's hella sick.
Hella sick. And they said they're not working on an extension with them. He literally said that yesterday at the event. So good for them. They're going to end up only signing Brandon Woodruff and just totally blowing this whole fucking
thing. And Brian Anderson.
Yeah. Otherwise, MLS going to sign on with Apple TV Plus.
That might do shit, dog. That might do shit.
Maybe. It's not going to make me get Apple TV Plus.
So? You don't like soccer.
No, but how big is the MLS?
It is, I would say, 10 years ago, it has grown probably, I would say, close to 150%.
Will it ever sniff the top four?
I will say yes.
It'll pass hockey eventually?
Man, at this rate, it might pass baseball.
No, I don't think so.
Baseball's in trouble.
No.
Also, all you need is more Monday night disasters and the NFL starts to fall.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Soccer is not doing any of that. It's a very popular youth sport that people quit very early.
That's because it's America.
Yes.
It's America.
Everything else may be good, but it's not going to get a market.
It might beat football.
Never.
Never. Well, not as long as the football is playing internationally.
Yeah, another slate of international games that come out. So we're going to have 3 games in London, it sounds like. 2 at the regular place. What is that, Tottenham? And then another one at Wembley.
Yeah.
Those are separate. I know that at much at least.
Good for you.
And then they're going back to Germany again. I think it's going to be Patriots-Bengals in Germany.
Oh, I thought I saw it was Bucks-Bills. Am I crazy?
Maybe it's Bills-Patriots. It's definitely Patriots. Because okay. Robert Kraft has a meme going around where it's like...
Let me bang you.
Well, nope.
Massages.
The Patriots are heading to Germany.
My last name is Cheese.
The Patriots are heading to Germany, and everyone's like, oh, back in 1942, they did the same thing. So it's like, yeah. Right, it's like a whole meme going around now.
Is that really a meme? Something to be meme-worthy?
What are 2 places that the NFL should play that they haven't played yet?
I'm going to go Australia first.
Okay.
I think you got Australian rules football, so you'd be able to kind of branch out.
Just get a bunch of... Get 2 teams that have Australian punters, too. Like, that's a whole thing, you know?
They got
plenty of punters that are Australian.
Speaking of punters, like... You heard Marquette King's back?
Oh, no.
XFL.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
First jersey we are getting, Marquette King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah, I think that would be my number one. Number two, okay, they already do it in Mexico. Maybe like Puerto Rico? I know it's not like exactly like a country. It doesn't feel too crazy, I guess, but what about like the western part of Canada?
Have they been to Canada ever?
I mean, yes, Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, right. They were playing there Jesus for a little Christ. Bit. Well, I mean, they weren't for a little, so until a pandemic hit, it took them to get to Canada. But yeah, I could see that. No, I mean, Australia.
The Bills have been playing in Canada at every year for a good while. They have been making it a thing. They get like one home game in Canada.
No way.
Yes.
You look that up and verify that.
Oh my Lord.
Because I'm not putting out false information. That's not me.
What are you talking about? That's all about us.
I'm going to say Australia is a great answer and Canada's up in the air for yearly
camp. Bills Toronto series.
Okay, look it up.
Here, a series of the Bills playing at the Rogers Center. Series began in 2008.
And ran through 2012.
Yeah.
So they don't anymore.
Okay.
Just saying.
They still play in Canada here and there.
Okay. All right. Maybe Canada, Quebec, something. Let's just talk about regular NFL stories now. How about that? Because we spent 20 minutes on TV and what you can watch on TV. This is all about the NFL now. We have some crazy offseason stuff happening now because a lot of the team seasons are over. We're down to our final eight teams. Who do we got left here?
We'll get to that.
The Ravens got eliminated, though.
Oh, wham, wham.
Just came out today, though, that John Harbaugh said 200% Lamar Jackson is our quarterback next year.
Math.
So is that good news or bad news? Like, they're definitely going to fuck this now.
They are definitely going to fuck this now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to franchise tag him no matter what, right?
That's still fucking it. You don't think that's fucking it?
No, fucking it is he's on a new team next year.
Well, yeah, what? Not trading him? Like, if he is just done.
Like, if they don't franchise tag him.
No, I'm saying, like, you franchise tag him, but in 2 years, he's on another team.
I mean, just pay the guy. Like, give him a 4-year deal. Right?
A 4-year deal? He's going to want more than that, dog. You got fucking Patrick Mahomes getting 10-year deals.
Yeah, that's also never been done before.
Well, who else did it? Didn't they just give another ridiculous contract out? Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he got 5, though.
I thought it was a 6-year deal.
I think he got 5. And I don't think you do. I didn't even know you could give out 10-year deals in the NFL.
Yeah, it was a 5-year deal. You're right. Never mind.
So I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
Are you telling me, though, Lamar can't go out and be like, Deshaun Watson got a 5-year deal. Give me that and double it.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun got a terrible contract. That ended up just being such a terrible
5-year, $230 million. I mean, it's not terrible, but Lamar should be able to garner $300 easily. And honestly, I'm sure he asks $350.
Easily. I want to see him with better weapons because I don't know if he can throw.
That's the thing, though, is he's outside of Mark Andrews. What other weapons does that man have?
None. And they're going to have to find him in the draft, too, because they're not going to be able to sign anyone if Lamar wants $300 million.
I'm saying whenever. When has he ever had like that quality
never,
of fucking
never.
Player. No, that's what I mean. Like, it's just that bad. Devin Duvernay?
They fucked this because they don't know if he can throw, and they didn't give him any weapons to figure out if he can throw, and now he needs a contract. They fucked it.
And look, there has never been a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl while garnering, what is it, 22% of a team's cap?
Does Josh Allen have a contract yet? What was his contract?
No, he don't got no contract. He's still on the rookie deal.
But he was drafted the same year as Patrick Mahomes, was he not? Or not Patrick Mahomes, the year after him?
He does. $258 million. Oh, never mind.
So it kicks in after this.
Okay, year. He got a 6-year contract for $258.
Wow. And
that was on August 19th.
I was about to say, he got a contract. I knew that he was coming up here. I mean, he can't get more than Josh Allen. You cannot give him more than Josh Allen.
I would think he absolutely can.
Would you?
Here's the thing.
Would you?
No, of course not. But here's the thing. Josh Allen has who?
Stephon Diggs.
And?
Gabe Davis.
And?
Dawson Knox.
I mean, Okay, shall we go back to fucking Lamar? Lamar's got none of that. He doesn't even have Dawson Knox quality.
Oh, he's got Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews well, better than Dawson Knox.
Sorry. But, well, yes, that is true. But I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about receivers.
Right. I just don't think that if I'm a Ravens fan and I find out I'm paying more for Lamar Jackson than Josh Allen, I think that's crazy. Now, I do understand you got to keep him there because he's the only guy that gives your team a chance to win at this point. And look at your record and how you got to the postseason, and then look what you guys did without him. Great. But I am nervous to give him that long of a deal. I would say 4 years at $160 million.
He played 12 games.
Yep.
12 games. Threw for 2,000 yards.
Not bad.
It's fine. The thing I was more looking for is rush yards. Because is that really it?
Look next to it.
Oh, there it is. Sorry, those are rush attempts. So what is that? What is that? Why isn't this giving me a total?
That's your game logs you're looking at. That's why you got to scroll down.
Okay. Yeah, where?
Keep going. Keep her going. There okay. You go.
Okay. My bad. Still rush for 700 plus yards.
Yeah, because
Josh Allen have that?
No, but also Josh Allen can definitely win a Super Bowl. Can Lamar?
With the right situation. Again, that is what he is banking on. He's looking towards the idea of that he has done all this with nothing and can still be compared to Josh Allen.
But how are you going to get anything with him now if you give him that much money?
We said the same fucking shit with Aaron Rodgers.
I get that. But
yeah, Josh Allen's at 762 and he has 16 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fucking good from Josh Allen still.
Yeah, but I'm saying Lamar did that with four less games.
And he all, but Josh Allen also threw for like 2,000 more yards in those four less games.
No.
How many yards did Josh Allen Allen pass for?
He is on.
That's the game log. Scroll down. There you go.
Yeah. Where is it? No. What? Yards. 4,200. So, yeah, 2,000.
So, 2,000 more yards.
Like on the dot, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you think Lamar Jackson deserves as much as Josh Allen, that's crazy.
Okay, Lamar Jackson having... Lamar Jackson in Buffalo.
Would not be as good. Not be as good.
I don't know, man.
Not even close.
I think...
Buffalo's offense is all predicated on the deep ball. We do not know if he can throw the deep ball.
He's had no one to throw it deep to.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying.
Look, I'm not saying you're wrong about this, but what you are not grasping is that Lamar Jackson has an actual case to be like, what the fuck have you done for me?
For sure.
So he can compare himself to Josh Allen because Josh Allen has weapons. And when you think about it, Lamar Jackson has four less games and has no weapons outside of Mark fucking Andrews, who also was hurt for at least two or three of the games this season.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, he's able to be like, well, no shit, I didn't throw as far. I still ran as much because I was fucking running off my ass trying to keep this team alive in the playoffs all fucking season.
And absolutely, what he should be banking on is his winning percentage. Like, it's ridiculous how much they win more when he's there as opposed to when he's not there. And also, how much he's won so early in his career in the regular season. He's got one or two playoff wins, I know that much as well, too. But hey,
in arguably a tougher division. Arguably.
Yes.
It's a tougher division.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you got the Super Bowl runner-ups there. The Steelers, well, they're not top. They're still a threat, especially on the defensive side.
Are the Steelers better than the Jets?
I would say they're really close.
They're about the same.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins with Tua are about as good as the Ravens with Lamar?
Yeah.
Bills and Bengals are roughly the same. It's a very similar division.
I'm going to pick the Browns over the Patriots.
So maybe. No, God, I don't know, man, about that. But
I would. Mm. Defensively, absolutely. Did you see what the fuck the Patriots were doing this season?
Yeah.
Ass.
I
they're terrible.
I don't think the Patriots are good. I really think the Browns suck, too. The Deshaun contract, I think, might turn out to be one of the worst contracts of all time by the end of it. All right,
settle down.
I'm just saying. It's going to be rough to figure that one out. I don't know. Ravens, I understand they have to pay Lamar. They should pay Lamar. But anything more than a four-year deal is kind of ridiculous to me. Speaking of getting paid, Dan Snyder is going to just make $7 billion.
Yay!
Good for him. Commanders are going to probably be sold in the next month and a half here, which I don't even want to say that out loud because Dan Snyder is probably going to end up keeping this team somehow.
No, he's being forced to sell it at this point.
So he's being forced to get $7 billion.
I mean, I'm telling you, he's going to be forced to sell it.
I mean, sure, hopefully, but what the fuck? Like, not this guy loses now because he just gets a shit ton of money?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think he is losing. He might get one big lump sum, but think of the net gain that having a fucking football team.
Yeah, but compared to all the operations that he has to run and pay for, they were the worst team in attendance this entire year.
Yeah, well, a large part of that is the Snyder ownership.
For sure.
So, fuck them!
And it's also like one of the most expensive stadiums. Isn't it the most expensive beer, right? I think we did that.
Ooh, yeah. Well, what? No, that wasn't them. Wasn't that Las Vegas?
Maybe Los Angeles. I thought I saw a graphic with the most expensive beer being at Washington. I think.
FedEx Field.
Yeah, it's like seven. Yeah.
$14 a cup.
I would have thought it'd been more, to be fair. I would have thought it'd been more. But yeah, I remember that being near the top. San Francisco, too. Damn, way more expensive than San Francisco, too.
Like, yeah, it's
$3.
Not even close. $2.50.
$2.50.
That's crazy.
It's just absurd. It's absurd.
Fuck this team.
Speaking of fuck this team, the Green Bay Packers.
And Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. Are in the news for their quarterback controversy. I mean, should I play some of the Brady clip?
Where he just basically says that he's leaving?
Well, yeah, he's definitely saying thank you to all of the broadcasters and everyone who's done that for him. And all the good yada, sure, yada, yadas. Like, he definitely is gone. That's all that means, I think. You probably heard it. And I think this means he's retiring.
No.
You think he's leaving?
Yeah, he's leaving. He's going to go someplace else, someplace that's a little bit better. You know what? Having Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas is probably very tantalizing to him.
And support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Davante Adams.
Yeah, that does sound nice, but you saw that last game. I saw that last game. I don't think he can play another year.
That was Tom Brady's game in a nutshell.
I don't think he's good enough anymore.
Well, it's still Tom Brady. Name value alone. Someone's going to sign him. No problem. And I still think that if there is an open QB position, or at least like an open like idea, like a QB controversy, like you're saying, Tom Brady has the leg up anywhere and can get signed by any of those teams.
But don't you think Tom Brady more than anyone wants to come back only if he can win a championship?
Why can't he do that in Vegas?
Yeah, why can he? I don't think he can. You think Tom Brady gets that team to the Super Bowl? What, you saw Tom Brady's last game, right? And you saw the Raiders were just not that good this year other than Davante Adams?
Here's when Tom Brady is good. And it's been emphasized even more this season when he has time in the pocket. The offense doesn't need much. You have two very capable wide receivers in Hunter Renfro and Davante Adams. You have just below the top tier tight end in Darren Waller.
Mm-hmm.
And where does that leave you? Fixing the O-line. And if Brady is coming, you fix the O-line. Oh, also, you know, I forgot, Josh fucking Jacobs.
Well, they got to re-sign him.
Well, and you know what? And if anyone's going to be
his fifth year option,
if anyone is going to be able to do that, it's going to be the team where Tom Brady goes, because that dude has always been fair with his contracts, unlike Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Yeah, and now the Pat McAfee show controversy that comes with this. You guys, look, Aaron Rodgers said what he said. He said he could win another MVP award. He feels that way. He feels that good. And everyone is pissed because that's what his focus is, they think. That Aaron Rodgers said he could win another MVP award.
It feels like you're about to, like, go off.
Do you want me to go off?
I do.
Well, I can go off if you want me to. Aaron Rodgers is... You're not going to be able to hear that because it's not connected. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers needs to stop controlling everyone's life here. Aaron Rodgers needs to... This is what he wants, right? This is exactly what Aaron is trying to do. Aaron, what's his favorite thing? His favorite thing is A, attention, and B, proving media people to be stupid, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Just anyone.
Anyone stupid, yeah. Not just media. Anyone to be stupid, okay? And instead, everyone is now talking about Aaron Rodgers, what he's going to do, where he's going to go, if he's going to retire, is he going to do this? And he is so self-centered, and he is not a team guy. Everyone who plays with him, who works with him in the locker room currently, doesn't matter if they're vets, if they're rookies, they don't have much bad to say about him.
Yeah.
Okay. They, you know, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, I believe it was, they had said how he is a great leader. He's a great guy to have in the clubhouse.
This bitch.
And then all of a sudden... This is the thing that Aaron has. Is the thing with the vets is that Aaron wants to come back to a competitive team. He said in the interview, I'm not going to come back if I don't think there's a chance to win it all. Why would you, right? Which for me sure sounds like a team move a little bit, right? A selfish decision, but also considering the team at least. While he said he wants to win an MVP, he also wants the team to bring back Mercedes Lewis, Alan Lazard, and Randall Cobb, which, guess what? Those guys just aren't winning Super Bowls.
No, not anymore.
No, they're not.
I'll give you Bakhtiari was finding his form again.
Right.
And I still don't think they should have given that third contract. You know, that they always say that. That's been one of the Packers' hard and true rules for themselves is you don't give linemen third contracts.
But I also think that that guy's very much in play to restructure his deal, right?
He better be.
I think he's going
to. Otherwise, fuck that guy.
I think that's almost guaranteed he will restructure his contract. Now, Randall Cobb, I also believe, got a lot of heat this year for not a lot of reasoning, in my opinion. Because Randall Cobb was not supposed to come here and be the number one, two, or three receiver, right?
No, and I certainly don't think he was thought to be like the punt returner.
Right, and I also thought
I thought Randall Cobb was like 36.
Yeah, how old is he?
32.
Yeah, I mean, that's still not that young. But also, I didn't think he was that terrible this year.
No, in fact, I thought he was quite good.
Yeah, I thought he exceeded a lot of the expectations for what I expected from Randall Cobb. Maybe, like, this is his last year. I wouldn't say anything
to... Last year with the Packers.
Right. I don't know if I'd bring him back.
I don't know, man. Like, having him there for Jordan Love, which, I mean, I guess, hopefully Jordan Love, because, I mean, they got to pick up his fucking option.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't. I don't care what you say. You should have picked up his fucking option.
What? How many targets did Randall Cobb have this year?
Targets, he had 50.
And how many catches?
34.
That's a pretty good rate.
417. And
one touchdown, I think, only. But, I mean, we weren't.
This is zero.
Oh, no, that's rushing. Rushing and one receiving.
Where the fuck is
you're
it?
You're right over receiving. Look above that.
I know. I where I can. No, this is zero.
Nope. Dave, you got to go to receiving in the middle there?
Yes. Where does it say touchdown? It doesn't. Say touchdown.
I saw it up at the top. He had one touchdown. Scroll all the way to the top. All the way. No, all the way. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look, I'm just telling you what I saw.
Anyway.
You didn't see fucking touchdown.
I would give Randall Cobb no more years. I am sorry. You don't get to come back. But guess what? I would rather have Randall Cobb than Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard is fucking useless.
60 receptions, 788, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, go look at his targets now.
Okay. Targets.
It's 100, isn't it?
Yep.
40 times he threw him the ball and he didn't catch it? 40?
Okay, well, that's also not fair because I'm going to blame Aaron Rodgers and his accuracy for at least 15 of those.
Sure.
And you know what? I think that's being generous.
And I think that the bullshit experiment of Alan Lazard being a number one wide receiver is completely debunked.
That is 100% fair.
And he needs to be off the team because he
could give him number two.
I don't want him.
Christian Watson's going to your number one next season.
For sure. And I think Romeo Doubs should be number two.
He fell off hard, though.
I think that Aaron Rodgers kind of singled out Christian Watson more.
Well, and I'm sure that kind of like, why aren't you being Christian Watson?
Right.
You know, as well.
You know what I mean? I'm way more in the fact of that. I would give Romeo Doubs. I think he's going to be a good player. I think he's going to be solid.
42 receptions, 425, 3 touchdowns.
And how many targets?
67.
You know what I mean? Like, there's an outlier here, and that's Alan Lazard was getting the ball way too much last year.
Yeah, that's fair. And I'm sure a lot of these came early on. You know, like, yeah, look at that. Look at these past couple of games. So against Minnesota, let me just read them all. Against Detroit, 0. I think he was injured, though, right?
Who are we talking about? Romeo?
Romeo Doubs.
He might have played.
Minnesota, 4 targets. Miami, 6 targets. Rams, 5. Detroit, 1. You know, and then you go back a couple more, starting at the Jets. So was that week 6 and going backwards? 9, 5, 8, 8, 3, 5. So, I mean, like,
he never even had a game with 10 targets.
Yeah, that's fucked.
He's going to be all right.
What do you think Alan Lazard's target ratio? Ooh, I can already see a couple 10s. Yep. Oh, yeah. In fact, there's an 11, there's a 11, there's a 10. Yeah, way more.
Way too many, too.
Fuck that
just
guy.
Just wait. You see, now you're in this whole boat of, like, fuck Alan Lazard.
Yeah, but you know what? The main problem here is fucking Aaron Rodgers.
No, I think that that's what he wants you to think. I think this is what it should be, is if you don't want Aaron to come back, just totally be silent about him and totally ignore him.
Oh. That's okay, so you're trying to do like some like reverse psychology here?
Yeah, because Aaron loves attention and pissing people off. Those are the two things he loves to do.
Yeah, that's why he's with Valerie Edens.
I'm saying if you want Aaron gone, stop giving him your attention.
I want Aaron gone.
Yeah, I think we all do. And I think this is a, you know, shout out Steve Homer True, okay? I don't do that very often.
No, you don't.
But he said there's just no negative for him leaving. This is the first year there's no negative. Like, if he leaves, he leaves. Why are you mad if he leaves? I don't understand that logic.
So would it be better to talk about how if Aaron Rodgers leaves, this whole organization is going to crumble? Then is he more likely to leave?
This is the problem. If the organization sucks with Aaron next year, Goody gets fired. And that's stupid. Because Goody is not a bad GM.
I don't think so. I think you're more likely to see Matt LaFleur get fired.
I think the argument's going to be they don't surround Aaron with anything.
Well, look, there's plenty of firings to go about in the NFL this fucking, you know, offseason. And it's basically all been coordinators.
Yeah, a lot of coaches are kind of getting the free pass here. We only saw one coach get fired on Black Monday, right? Kingsbury?
Yeah. I'm still, well, you know why? And good friend Dave Unger from Cheershot Radio, Bandwagon Nerds, Hockey Talk. He is a massive Commanders fan. You know, you and I have been like, why hasn't Ron Rivera been fired yet? Well, that's because they're going through a sale. So you trying to entice people right now beforehand, you're going to want to just wipe the fucking books clean with the Commanders. Personally, I think that's a bad idea, but whatever. What the fuck do I know? But yeah, Tom, we got some open positions and some hirings. Mm-hmm. I know you have 10 for the OC. I only have 8. So I don't know what's our discrepancy. I'll go off of your list.
Okay.
But, you know, going through all the hirings and firings, let's go through a couple hires first. The Titans hired Rand Carthon for their GM, you know, from the 49ers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were pretty high on this. I think I'm pretty high on this. It's 49ers shit. I think you are going to be very happy if you're a Tennessee Titans fan, getting the former director of player personnel from San Francisco.
Yeah, and they need a quarterback as well, too. So anyone who can help get a quarterback in there might be a move to help out to get Tom. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Or maybe an easier move to get Trey Lance over to there.
Yeah, and look at here. This is another stat that I'm getting from Walter Football. Since 2017, so that's when Rand Carthon started the director of player personnel position, these are players that have been obtained on the third day of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
George Kittle, DJ Jones, DJ Reed, Richie James, Dre Greenlaw, Juwan Jennings, Elijah Mitchell, and Brock Purdy. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's been pretty solid.
That is great.
Pretty solid move for them. So the go ahead, finish up with the hirings.
Here's some other ones, too, of note. Browns got Jim Schwartz for their DC. I like that. Jim Schwartz is a really terrible head coach. Terrible head coach. But great DC. So that'll be great for them as well. Let's see. The Cardinals got Monty Osenfort.
No idea who that is.
I have no. He's their GM.
Who did he come from?
He came from, he was the director of player personnel with the Titans.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Full circle.
That's funny as fuck.
And one that I think is actually really big is the Bears got
Kevin Warren.
Kevin Warren as team president.
Yeah.
That's the Big Ten commissioner.
Yeah, that, I saw that. That was pretty big. I agree. I don't know if that's good or bad right now, but the Bears are going to have a fuck ton of cap space and
have fun, boys.
They're on the clock right now, too. So here are the teams looking for offensive coordinators, right? These might be the two newest ones, so I don't know if they're on that list with
save,
you.
Save this guy for last.
Okay.
Because we already knew that was going to happen.
I'm just going to name the teams. So the Ravens, the Buccaneers, the Chargers, the Commanders, the Titans, Rams, Patriots, Cardinals, Colts, and the Jets. All of them need an offensive coordinator. Why don't you rank... Let's rank the top three jobs and the top three worst jobs out of that. How about that? Okay, so that is Ravens, Bucks, Chargers, Commanders, Titans, Rams, Jets, Pats, Colts, Cardinals.
All right, top three.
I would. What do you think the best job is here? Because I think I have an answer, and my answer is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you because you got a potential future MVP in Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, for as much as I hate on Austin Eckler because he gets the ball every single play, so his stats look great, he's Austin Eckler. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's probably, what, that second-tier running back?
I mean, he leads the NFL in touchdowns, I think, the last 2 years, so he would be disrespected. Yeah, but that's because he
gets the fucking ball all the time.
Every single time. I just wouldn't have him over Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb. God,
it just scares the fuck out of me to want to go for Brandon Staley.
Well, I think that he's going to... I think that Joe Lombardi being fired proves, or maybe is implied, that the coordinator has a lot of say over in Los Angeles too, though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. It's to me, pretty scary. I don't hate the Jets. I feel like the Colts are better, though. I think the Colts are a better position for someone to want to come in and succeed.
Do you think the Rams job sucks? Team's going to come back with all the guys now, Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford.
Yeah, but like one of the biggest offseason... I should say free agent acquisition busts. Fucking Allen
Robinson.
Allen Robinson is a problem. He hasn't done shit.
Yeah, but you get to work with Sean McVay as well, too.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil. That means you're not doing much.
Fair, fair.
It's all going to be Sean's stuff.
I would say that the job is interesting. Interesting, nonetheless. I think the Chargers job, by far, best job. Ravens maybe could be a fun job, but if you can, you know, write something up for Lamar.
Okay, so Deadspin has the Washington Commanders as the worst spot for OC. I'm not going to lie. I don't hate the idea of going to work at the Commanders. I hate working in FedEx Field.
I think Tampa's the worst job here.
Mm.
Especially if Brady's not coming back. You got to... fucking write something up with Blaine Gabbert. At least in Tennessee, you can just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry.
Yeah. No, because here's the thing. You're still going to have some pretty solid receivers. Arizona, I think, is scary, especially if D-Hop's getting traded.
Yeah, but I think some people see Kyler Murray as a good work. Like, that's going to be fun to work with.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see who and what gets filled, especially with the head coaching spots still open, you know, like, Denver and Houston and shit. So we'll kind of have to just wait for when that happens. But we still have the playoffs going on.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs. So NFL playoffs, we got all of our shit ready. Let's call these games, baby. I feel like we were pretty damn good last week.
Yeah, I think we each got one game wrong.
Did we? What did we get wrong?
Well, I definitely took the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And I think you took the Vikings.
Man, I don't know. I feel like I didn't. I would almost guarantee you took the bite.
Man, don't do that to me. I know I had trepidation,
but
I think I did it just to split.
Right. Might have.
Okay. So let's call these games. Jags at Chiefs. Chiefs.
Yeah. The
spread. Kansas City is -9.
Yeah, that seems high. That seems high, doesn't it? I think what you got to realize is Trevor Lawrence now is never going to feel like he's out of a game.
And Josh Allen's been fucking defensive player of the year for like the past
2 weeks.
Ooh, longer than that. Yeah, I was going to say the past like 6 weeks.
He's not going to win it. There's zero.
No. I'm not saying he's going to win it. What I'm saying is he has played out of his fucking mind since the Jaguars have been on this goddamn run.
Well, I mean, if your name's Josh Allen, you're good at football. That's all we've determined.
That is true.
Yeah, that's all we've determined right now. I don't know. Kansas City gets the bye week. Chiefs, it sure feels like Jaguars Super Bowl was last week. That's what I mean. You know, with the whole 27-point comeback, like that seemed like a pretty big deal for them.
Man, you hear that squeaking?
Yeah, what was that guy?
Jesus Christ.
Jeez, get your car fixed, bro. Yeah, I would say that kind of feels like Jaguars Super Bowl moment. You know what I mean? Win a playoff game.
Duval!
Come back from a lot. I mean, I don't know if the Chiefs cover 9. I think they squeak out the win.
I would take the Chiefs by 9.
What was the over-under? It'd say 50.
52.5?
Oh, I would smash the over on that, though. What? These teams don't play defense. Well, the Jaguars play defense, but the Chiefs don't play defense.
I think you are underestimating this Chiefs defense.
No, they got one good player.
Wow. Okay.
The Jaguars are going to score.
Okay.
They got weapons up the ass.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take that bet.
You would think the under is going to hit on this? The Chiefs could score 52 by themselves.
Well, no.
They're
not going to.
They could.
No, the Jaguars have a good defense.
27-27. You don't think either teams can score 27?
I'll take the under.
Okay, you're going to be wrong.
They rank 20th in passing defense.
Yep, that's the Chiefs.
Yep.
That good defense.
Yep.
20th.
I'm feeling it.
Yep. 19 other teams better than them.
Next up, New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. Are you trying to say upset? Are you trying to say upset? I see it brewing. You're trying to ride Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you are.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say it officially, but you are certainly thinking about it.
This is a game you should be betting the under on. 48? No way that hits. I mean, how's Jalen Hurts' shoulder?
Doesn't matter. He runs. Doesn't matter. The whole team runs. Yeah,
you don't want him to run.
It doesn't matter. The team will run. He doesn't have to run. You still got fucking Miles Sanders and all them fuckers. Stop it.
Spread's closer, as you can tell there.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying that I need Jalen Hurts to be fully healthy.
Boo! If
Jalen Hurts doesn't play, they will lose this game. He's going to play.
I'd take that bet, even if he doesn't play.
Gardner Minshew went 0-2 this year, so...
I don't care. I mean, I still think Gardner Minshew has enough to beat the Giants.
The Giants... Philly, we've... Oh God, I've been in this Philly could be frauds too for a little bit.
Good Lord. Stop it.
I was all over the first fraud, okay? I was all over them.
Stop it.
Philly has a great team. They should dominate. They're going to win.
Yeah, and they should dominate just from their defense alone.
True, because the Giants also played the best offensive game of the year last time they went out.
Top 10 defense against top 10 defenses. Giants went 2-4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Ass. They're fine.
Not great.
They're going to be fine.
Daniel Jones went for 300 last game, though.
Philly is the 6th ranked defense.
Okay.
And first in passing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they're fucked. Okay, next up, Bengals at Bills.
Bills.
Played in Atlanta, right?
No, this game is at Buffalo.
I don't think so.
No, it's neutral site only if it got to the championship game.
That doesn't make sense. Why would it be neutral site if it got to a championship game? That's impossible.
No, it's if the Bengals got there. This isn't a neutral site.
If the Bengals got there, it was the Bengals and I still don't think that's right. Are you sure about this?
Yes, there's no neutral site for this.
Okay. I still
neutral site AFC Championship. About playing, there was some discussion about
Superdome.
Playing
or not Superdome, Mercedes-Benz, whatever that is.
There was some discussion about playing Bills Bengals at a neutral site. That's all it said.
Okay. I thought that went official, but no. You know, this is why we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways.
That's the way you do. But I
fuck you.
I told you no immediately.
Fuck you.
I said no. And why would the Bengals Bengals being mad at this is kind of stupid. Can we say that?
Why? They could have had the number two spot.
Did you not remember someone almost died on television?
They still could have had the number two spot.
And they say, we were going to win that game and it was in the first quarter and they were up 7-3.
I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. You know, you got to look at it as it is. They could have won.
And so with all this bitching and complaining that the Bengals are doing, this is just like prime for the Bills to kick ass.
I hope so.
Team of destiny.
A team of destiny, baby. All right. Last but not least, Cowboys at Niners. This is kind of an interesting matchup.
No. But do you see the spread is only 3.5?
Yes.
Does that seem disrespectful and that you just want to smash that?
Cowboys have a very solid defense. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they have enough of a defense to put pressure on Brock Purdy and keep the game close.
You know, I'm just not buying any of this people saying Brock Purdy's going to hit midnight. I'm just not buying it. I think he's good. I think Brock Purdy's really fucking good. And they just missed on him. Did you see that throw that was in the back of the end zone in the Seahawks game where Purdy kind of scrambled around on the left, came over to the right, threw the ball cross body, and the guy just dropped it in the back of the end zone? I mean, it was a fucking dot. It was perfect throw.
They are going to start off using the run game. So McCaffrey, hell, they might even use Debo again, do some weird shit end arounds, because I bet you they bust out a bag of tricks.
I think that the spread being 3.5 is criminal, and I would say the 49ers dominate this game. Almost, if I had to pick a +21, this is the game I'd pick.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't know about that.
Over Chiefs-Jags.
I would sooner take +21 on Bills-Bengals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're that confident in Buffalo?
Bengals almost lost.
Yeah.
In fact, Joe Burrow looked terrible.
He did.
And that was against the fucking Ravens.
The Ravens have a really good defense, though. I bet you the Ravens were a top 10 defense this year with no.
Yeah, proof. I mean, I'm sure, but they still almost lost. The Bills have a pretty decent defense, even though a lot of their fucking players are injured.
I think the 49ers are the best team, and it's not even close.
I disagree. I think the Chiefs and the Bills have a better chance of winning.
Maybe not even close is a strong statement, but I do think the 49ers are Super Bowl bound in almost cakewalking there, I would say.
Hot damn.
And I would like to think that Brock Purdy is going to win a job, and in his 9th ever game, he's going to win a Super Bowl.
All right, man. I'm rooting for you, I guess.
Although I hope the Bills, too. One of those two. Is one of those two wins, I'll be happy. But how can you not root for Brock Purdy right now? This is awesome, what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Youngest guy to ever have 4 touchdowns in a playoff game, which second youngest guy was Trevor Lawrence. That was kind of cool how that happened right there.
Sure.
I just think that Brock Purdy is dialed. He's locked in right now. He's feeling it. They don't have to rely on him solely, and they kind of are, even in a way.
There's just so many guys that are good that it makes it look better at Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I mean, he would then be the 10th backup quarterback to have won a Super Bowl.
And the first rookie ever.
Yeah.
No rookie's ever even been to the Super Bowl. Do you think that that's... You think the Eagles are more favored than them?
No.
To get there, you like...
Oh, to get there? I'm still going to say no.
49ers.
Yeah. And that's only because of Jalen Hurts' injury.
And the defense is just ridiculous for San Francisco.
I'm talking about the injury. That's what I said. Oh. I said what I said.
So you think the Giants are going to win?
Oh, my fucking God. Shut up. All right. We are on to our Twitter hitter.
You go first.
All right. I have a perfect one, in fact.
Okay.
This was tweeted out by Adam Schefter from an hour ago. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid asked today for his thoughts on playing a game next season in Germany. Quote, I look forward to getting a bratwurst.
This bitch.
That's pretty good.
You cannot tell me that isn't one of the best. That is the best fucking thing you could possibly find.
I sent this one, but I think this is a pretty fun Twitter hitter. Boston Dynamics tweeted out a video of this robot that has new skills.
I don't like it.
And how the guy forgot tools, set himself up to forget tools on this, like,
I don't like it, man.
And this robot's doing, like, fucking parkour and shit to bring a toolbox.
You should be fucking afraid.
I am very afraid. It can jump. It, like, bends, like, joints and shit. Can throw. It seems strong. Yeah, Boston Dynamics is building some crazy shit.
This bitch.
All right. Now that we got through the Twitter hitter, it's time for some quick hits. Tom?
Quick hits.
You starting it off?
Yeah, MMA fighter soils himself and leaves massive turds all over cage floor. Is that a real? That is a real headline.
That's not real.
That's a real headline from RiverCityPost.com. MMA cage fighter Travis Wolford managed to lose total control of his bowels after being defeated in a chokehold by heavyweight rival Daniel Cooper. In a short, he literally pooped his pants. Very fittingly, Wolford, now nicknamed the Brown Bomber.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's a video of it. I'll show you, Dave. Is it... This is just too long. You don't need to see this.
It's a video of him shitting himself?
Yeah. Oh, look, no. Right here.
No.
And he's just pooping all over the place. And, yeah, there's poop. See that?
Did you see that guy? It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he let go before the goddamn, you know, ref told him to stop.
I would just retire after that if you pooped all over the place. not a very good look. Not a very good look.
That still works for this.
This bitch.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
Or actually. That was his bowels evacuating.
I have one other quick hit here. I got one I really should have used for Twitter hitter. Anyway, Dana White revealing that Jon Jones gets an 8-fight deal.
God damn it, Dana White.
Well, let's not focus on Dana White here, okay? Let's focus on Jon Jones. Jon Jones, he's going to fight Ciryl Gane March 4th. In Vegas, I'm getting excited for that one. I'm excited. Yeah, for that.
I can hear it. I can hear it in your fucking voice.
I think that Jon Jones is going to whoop his ass.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And All right.
And he's been gone for a little bit. It doesn't matter. Jon Jones, like, some people were put on this earth to do shit, right?
What was Jon Jones put on?
To whoop ass and do cocaine.
And to screw over Daniel Cormier.
I mean, Daniel Cormier just beat him. Like, he should have just beat him. Sorry.
Dude was all jacked up on roids. Fuck that.
Yeah, and then he beat him a different time when he wasn't on roids.
Yeah, no, it wasn't cocaine. No. He got suspended twice on controlled substances.
Yeah, he fought him three times. So anyway, I'm going to tell you right now, Daniel Cormier is just pissed he could never beat Jon Jones, and that's a tough look for him. Okay?
All right. So
sucks to suck.
Sure.
And then my last one.
Get your shit together.
Also going to be another one here with Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. That could also happen right here. That's going to be a fun one. Also, can I just really quickly do this for the Twitter hitter right here? And not just say this bitch after for it. Anyway, so my good pal Emery, he went to Wendy's last night, okay? And he used his card to pay.
What?
Then the lady that worked there copied the name from the card, looked him up on Facebook, and texted him on Facebook that she did that just because she wanted to, like, talk to him.
What?
You understand my logic?
This bitch.
Thank you.
That was your Twitter hitter?
Someone literally looked him up from the card he used to, like, hit him up on Facebook.
Hey, baby.
That's I just commented, what a pickup line underneath.
All right, I had a couple of them. First, did you know that the Miami Heat's arena, right? Do you know what that is? Do you know what they were sponsored by?
FTX.
FTX. Well, now FTX is looking to end their 19-year sponsorship agreement with the NBA franchise home arena.
Yeah, I thought that already happened.
No, well, they're, like, really trying to make it a thing. So the Miami is kind of going through by obviously not calling it FTX Arena anymore. Do you know what they're calling it?
Heat Arena.
The Arena.
Oh, okay.
It's even more uninspiring.
Yeah.
Than, I don't know, Washington Football Team.
But we liked Washington Football Team.
I liked it only because of the ideas of other things.
What do you think? What company should sponsor? What if Bang Bros comes back into this one? The Bang Bus? Remember, they wanted... Rad. Dude, they wanted to...
No, it wasn't Bang Bros. Wasn't it Pornhub?
I think it was Bang Bros.
I think it was Pornhub.
Because it's based in Miami, I think, that company. So that's why they wanted to go... Look up Porn Company Miami Arena. That's all you got to know.
I just got Miami Heat porn videos.
No, that's
this one's Miami Heat gay porn videos.
Whoa. You think Udonis Haslam just all up in those? Like, not the gay ones, because he's definitely...
Porn company offers $10 million to rename arena. It is... it just says porn biz. I'm afraid to click on this site. It's probably going to shoot down... Oh, it was Bang Bros. You're right. All right. All right, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, Bang Bros coming back. Well, come back, jeez.
Dear Lord.
I also have a
pool. All right, I'm finished.
Oh, jeez. Okay, fine, go ahead.
God, way to climax. I also have a poop story.
Nice.
So, Italian. German tennis player Alexander Zverev.
Poop Zesky.
Sure. At the Australian Open was playing against, who is it? Doesn't matter. Another fucking opponent. When a fucking bird pooped on his head.
Mm.
And here's the thing. Zverev, or whatever the hell his name is known for his golden hair. So literally ruined his hair. Former number two in the world, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, this isn't just some Joe Schmo whatever. He got shit on.
Yeah, poop head.
Awesome.
Nice.
Tremendous.
You ever been pooped on by a bird?
I cannot say that I have.
I don't know if I have either. Like that, I have seen someone get pooped on by a bird. Have you seen someone in person get pooped on by a bird?
Yes.
Yes.
A couple times.
And funny enough, it was a female, so it was like extra funny. But
I think it's just funny when whoever gets shit on.
Yeah, but they like really care about their hair, you know?
All right. That's fair.
It was really funny. But no, I've never been pooped on.
I have one more quick hit. Shakira is...
Take your time.
It's because it's Shakira? Yeah. You can think about it. Look, we already talked about Bang Bros. I don't need you to be taking your time thinking about any of them.
Go ahead.
So Shakira just like has recently been talking about her former husband, now ex-husband, I guess, Gerard Piqué, soccer player.
Yep.
And she came out telling how she knew that how Gerard was cheating on her. You want to know how?
Because he's a famous soccer player.
She apparently found her jam eaten.
Her jam.
Jam, as in like jelly.
And like PK hated the jam?
Quote, Gerard never eats jam.
Whoa.
That's if this is true, by the way, if this is true, like the like he actually was caught cheating on her and like the fucking girl that he was cheating on her with was eating her jam. That's funny as fuck.
That's pretty fucking funny.
That's fucking great.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to say that's going to be a real thing.
Yep. Jezebel.com.
What kind of jam is it?
You know, hold on. Did they say this?
Like, is it like a margarine or is it like boysenberry, something crazy?
That is a good question.
Like, I want to know. I kind of want to know what kind of jam Shakira eats if like another girl was like, yeah, I'm going to have to eat that. Like, wouldn't you, if you are a mistress, which, I mean, you should know PK is married to Shakira, you know, at some point, right? If you're hooking up with PK, like, wouldn't you want to leave as little trace as possible?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't eat anyone's food.
On top of that, like, he was also caught in a Zoom interview, and Clara Chiamarti, the woman that he was allegedly cheating with on his wife, was caught in the background of the Zoom interview as well. Speaking of Twitter hitter, another one. I cannot imagine being the other woman eating jam in Shakira's home.
This bitch.
That's what I mean. Like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, it was strawberry jam.
Oh, it wasn't even anything crazy. Like,
well, first of all, it's Shakira. It is crazy strawberry jam.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't have like some fucking Schmuckers.
What if it was? What the publicity? Dude, they're probably like, Smuckers is like, they won't fucking say that we had our jam in Shakira's house.
Shakira reportedly said she was hoping to, quote, find the truth in the fridge, end quote.
That's not real. That's not real. That's different. They're making shit up on that one. But if you can prove that the jam was eaten, it's the...
Look at this one. Shakira inside the jam jar investigating how much was missing. I don't even know what video this is, but that's great. It looks like a vulva.
They're going to have to release another little bit of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to hear more about that later.
Also, like, how much was taken out of this jam jar?
Well, if she's been there a couple times, you know, just taking a little bit of jam every time.
I don't know, man.
Sounds like Shakira doesn't eat her jam fast enough a little bit, too. How much jam do you have to take for it to notice? Yeah, you got like a handful of jam.
Yes.
Yeah, so she definitely ate a lot of jam.
Shit.
If they just like go over the bed and there's just jam all over the fucking sheets, like, you bitch.
I didn't even think about that.
Mm.
It's a fucking... Well, now it just sounds like PK's in a jam.
Oof. All right, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was today's episode of Down the Wire. A little bit quicker. Episode number 102. I hope you guys had a good time. We had a good time. We got to get to doing other shit, though, you know? Boys got work. Got to make some money. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all got one show today.
Not really that anything crazy, but
I got Dungeons and Dragons.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Down the Wire, listening to us, wherever you guys get your podcasts.
Yes, leave us a 5-star fucking review.
That's on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart, wherever the fuck you get your podcasts. If you don't want to download us, it's still good. Make sure you guys check us out on thechairshot.com.
I wish I could check out Shakira's jam.
Peace. Ah, shit, Dave.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.